This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump did not sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package allowing emergency unemployment benefits and eviction protections to expire. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation earlier this week and on Saturday tweeted his objections to the amount that would be given most Americans as a one-time stimulus payment. He said, "I simply want to get our great people $2,000 rather than the measly $600 that is now in the bill." Data from the U.S. Labor Department indicated that 14 million Americans would lose their unemployment benefits when the protections expired. The president is spending the holiday at his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. Lawmakers had sent the spending legislation by air from Washington to Florida for the president to sign into law. A partial federal government shutdown will begin early Tuesday if Trump does not sign the bill. Congress is planning to return to work Monday, interrupting its usual Christmas recess, and could take up a stopgap measure to extend government funding for a few days or weeks while the impasse is resolved. House members are also scheduled to vote Monday to override Trump's veto of a $740 billion bill authorizing the country's defense programs. If the House vote passes, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to override a presidential veto. Trump has criticized the defense bill on several fronts, arguing that the bill benefits China. He has also demanded the removal of language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lebanon state media reports a Syrian refugee camp in northern Lebanon was set on fire Saturday night following a fight between members of the camp and a local family. The United Nations Refugee Agency confirmed that a large fire had broken out in a camp housing about 75 families in the Minieh region. It said some injured had been taken to hospital, although it did not give an exact number. The Lebanese Civil Defense worked to control the blaze while the army and police were deployed to restore calm. According to the report, Lebanon says it hosts some 1.5 million Syrians, including around 1 million registered as refugees with the United Nations. Authorities have called on refugees to return to Syria, even though rights groups warn that the war-torn country is not yet safe. Voting has begun in presidential and legislative elections in the Central African Republic on Sunday. It's a key test for a troubled nation. The French news agency reports that UN peacekeepers and local and Rwandan soldiers were patrolling the streets throughout the capital with armored vehicles posted outside voting places. There was a delay of nearly an hour before some polling stations in Bangui opened. AFP reported that voting materials had not been delivered on time. Senior officials also told AFP that polls would be held open late at those polling stations. 16 candidates are vying for the presidency of the country. The main rival to the incumbent president is an economist and former prime minister. If there is no overall majority in the first round, a runoff will be held February 14th. Around 1,500 candidates are contesting the 140 seats in the National Assembly, but many have been unable to campaign because of insecurity. The Pakistani army says a military helicopter has crashed in northern Pakistan, killing 4 soldiers, including the 2 pilots. In a statement, the military said the chopper crashed Saturday due to technical reasons while transporting the body of a soldier to a military hospital. Pakistan has a checkered military and civilian aviation safety record with frequent plane and helicopter crashes over the years. Pakistan International Airlines came under heavy scrutiny this year after one of its planes came down among houses in Karachi, killing 98 people. In August of 2015, 12 people were killed when an army chopper crashed in the northwest. In May the same year, another army helicopter crashed at a holiday resort, killing 7 people, including 2 foreign ambassadors. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.